Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Philip Bellman, the founder and CEO of the popular Buy Now, Pay Later company, Zilch. Mr. Bellman joins us today with his many years of experience in the fintech and payments industry to discuss critical steps to growing a successful startup. And Mr. Bellman, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
And certainly is our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details around Zilch and your startup. So tell us, for starters, how did you actually come up with the idea for Zilch?
being from South Africa, I've always been involved in financial inclusion projects. So the developing economies of the world, you know, are really always seeking great innovation in products that bring financial inclusion to people. And so when I moved over to the United Kingdom, I noticed that there was a lot of point of sale finance that was completely free to the customer going on, which we all know today as buy now, pay later. Same as, of course, the US. And so what I realized is that, you know, this is really fantastic. You see, it's really a form of financial inclusion where you have the democratization of free credit, frankly, you know, to young millennial Gen Z customers, which is great. But the problem that I found was the checkout journey was fragmented. So you have a lot of proprietary providers in the market, all doing their own thing, integrating with different merchants. And so, you know, as a consumer, you look at it and you think it's confusing and it's fragmented. I can use one provider at this site, one provider at that site, one provider in store. And so really what Zilch was all about is how do we consolidate that and give a customer the best way to pay over time anywhere they like. And that's what Zilch is all about.
And hats off to you for seeing a need in the space. Awesome stuff there. And tell us, I'd be curious, how has the popularity of Zilch taken off since its initial launch?
Yeah, so, you know, like most fintechs, you get to the market with a beta version and get those early adopters, which we did late last year. And then from there, we really started launching the product formally at the beginning of this year. And, you know, we've seen unbelievable growth in that regard. We're at this moment, in terms of underlying sales, growing by more than 120% month on month. Registrations are now almost at 60,000 per month registered users coming onto the platform. And so really what we're seeing is where some other companies, of course, a bit more mature in the space, but not too far ahead of us, are growing by 200%, 220% year on year, we're doing about 250% quarter on quarter. And I think it really just comes down to the ability for our customer to make use of our product wherever they like.
Now, taking a closer look at the space, at the buy now, pay later space, what sets Zilch apart from other buy now, pay later programs?
I would say, honestly, one major thing. If you look at most buy now, pay later providers, you have to ask yourself, who is the customer to the provider? And in a lot of the buy now, pay later providers' case, the customer for them is actually the retailer. And so what happens is you have this misalignment of interest. To give you an idea, if you have a big retailer that's working with a buy now, pay later provider, and that retailer comes to the provider and says, I want you to increase your acceptance rates from 70% to 78%. In other words, you should lend to 78% of my customers, not 70. The buy now, pay later provider is under massive pressure to accommodate that. Otherwise, the retailer might throw them out. And so what they do is they end up potentially over-lending to people or lending to people that they shouldn't. And so the end customer suffers. In Zilch's case, we're a direct-to-consumer buy now, pay later provider. Our customer is, in fact, the end consumer, not the retailer. And so we have none of this pressure from the retailer. We make an offer to our end customer, the consumer. We do good by the consumer. And as a consequence of that, retailers benefit. And that's the fundamental difference between the two. And this is why, you know, we really do see ourselves as paving the way and leading the way as the most responsible way for customers to pay over time.
Absolutely phenomenal, and really appreciate what you're doing here in the space today. We're speaking with Mr. Philip Bellament, the founder and CEO of the popular Buy Now, Pay Later company, Zilch, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the millennial, what makes Zilch ideal for millennial consumers?
Yeah, so contrary to popular belief, our customers, young millennial Gen Z customers, are the most informed customers today in the market. So, you know, we sometimes hear that, you know, from generations before them, perhaps, you know, they're not too informed or clued up. That's completely not true. Our customer never overpays for anything, and they have information at their fingertips, literally. So why our product is so great for the customer is because fundamentally it is. So our customers will not pay the bank's interest fees, carried interest, upfront fee, late fee, because they, you know, unfortunately, generations before them didn't read the fine print, and it hasn't ended too well. Our customers see everything, and they trust what's transparent. So for us, really, why we feel this is resonating so much so with this customer base is they want transparency, and we give that to them in spades. And because they have the information to make an informed decision at their fingertips, they choose us every time, more so than the competition, for that exact reason.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your input there, and certainly understandable as well how the millennial is well informed, and that all makes total sense. Now, on another angle in regards to startups, how do you actually stay motivated running a startup? I'm sure our listeners could learn something from your input on that.
Yeah, it's a great question, especially with COVID and everything going on at the moment. I mean, the reality of the situation is, you know, some people tend to think that entrepreneurship is easy and it just comes naturally to get up and go every day. It's obviously not the case, you know. I mean, so you have the good days and the bad days. But really, I think the two major things that for me, inspire me to keep moving and pushing with this on a daily basis. The first is, what are you building and is it meaningful? We have a lot of technology built in the world today looking for customers. It doesn't really add much value. In our case, we have something we've built that people love and is meaningful to them. You know, they use us to buy that jacket to look great for, you know, maybe that date to meet their future partner, to take that train or that flight to go see a sick parent or family member. You know, we're really a meaningful product to them. So the fact that we're so meaningful, and, you know, we have phenomenal Trustpilot reviews from customers daily, and they rely on us, really forces us to, you know, get up every morning and go and give it our best effort. And then secondly, I would certainly say the people around me, the phenomenal team that we have. You know, you're having a bit of a slow day, you chat with one or two of our great team members and they've got an awesome idea or interesting insight, and that really perpetuates things and drives you forward. So anyone setting up something new, I would just say, you know, get some great partners or people around you.
Now, what I personally got from that is that your company is meaningful, and that'll certainly motivate you to get up each and every day to make things happen. Good stuff there. Now, looking ahead, what are your plans for the future of Zilch? Any plans for further expansion or anything else we should be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, for us, because we're direct to consumer product and offering, we really do feel that we're sitting with a phenomenal opportunity to be so much more to our customer than the ability to pay over time. You know, with traditional buy now, pay later providers, you're really just a commodity. You cash at the checkout point. And it's hard to move away from that, even though that can be a great business. For us, we aspire to be a lot more than that to our customers. So we really are working on a number of new innovative features that will allow us to add more and more meaningful change to our customers' lives as they continue to use Zilch and grow up with the product, really. We certainly have big aspiration to not just be the best way to pay over time, but certainly over time the best way to pay. And then in terms of expansion, of course, you know, we're just getting started really at the moment. And we've got a couple of interesting projects with some new territories we're looking at and working very hard on. So without giving away too much, watch this space for a few new territories soon.
And by the way, I really like the name of the company, Zilch. It's creative, it's easy to remember, and it's a sticker there. You got to love it. Lastly, as we conclude, what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs tuning in looking to grow their business? Any thoughts in that regard as we conclude today?
Yeah, I think in that regard, I would say, well, firstly, thanks for the compliment on the name. A night with a glass of wine and a thesaurus will do the job on that. But yeah, we love it and our customers love it. So we definitely, we see that it resonates with our customers, which we love. In terms of the question, I would just say, really for me, it's probably take the time to build the network of people around you. Myself and my father as well, we've always tended to be operators. We love to be in the action and build the business. And sometimes you forget, to build that network of support around you, whether that's investors or people willing to back you and support and sponsor you. So, I would just say make the time to build that network of people around you. Really certainly will come in handy on your next venture. And then the last point I would make is just do something. Whether that's growth or the creation of a business, do it. Ultimately is kind of, my view of things. Just go and do something, because we tend to think and overthink, but it's only really when you do something that you can build some real momentum. So it would probably be those two things.
Mr. Belmont, really appreciate your input per your expertise and for joining us here today. Really some awesome information as well. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could tap into Zilch and get further information in all regards. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, absolutely. So payzilch.com is where you can find us. Otherwise, payzilch on Instagram. Those are the two main places for you to find us. And look, really appreciate the time. Fantastic to have this discussion. And look forward to listening to future episodes.
And thank you. And again, we really appreciate what you're doing on behalf of Zilch. Again, listeners, it is payzilch.com. Mr. Bellman, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Philip Bellman, the founder and CEO of the popular buy now, pay later company, Zilch. And for all the details, once again, visit payzilch.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.